On display is a mail bag for the Belnamore Lannan Mill. The bag is a rich brown leather, worn and weathered for age. It was used by a man named William Rafferty Orr, who was postman for the mill in the opening decades of the 20th century. It has a bronze name plaque on the front with the words Belnamore Spinning Company engraved in block capitals. To the touch, the leather is stiff, and although the bag isn't large, it is heavy. It is a deep, dark colour, almost black in places. It had certainly been lighter in colour when it was new, but frequent use has deepened the colour and stiffened the texture. It has cracks and rips and shows wear and tear. The flap of the bag, the back and the front are all cut for one piece of hide. The sides are made for smaller pieces and it's hand stitched together. On the right hand side, the stitching is close and done with a fine thread. Pushing a needle through the leather and keeping the stitches neat would have been skilled work. On the left hand side, the stitching is rougher. It suggests the bag was torn at the seam at some time and repaired by a less skilled hand. There are three steel eyelets along the top edge and matching buttonholes in the flap of the bag. The buttonholes are torn through now. There's a short chain hanging for the first eyelet. It looks like a later addition to the bag. The leather between the eyelets is scored, like a groove has been worn by a bar being threaded through. It seems likely this was a security measure. If the chain bore a padlock, the bar could be locked in place and the bag couldn't be opened by anyone without a key. There is a leather strap attached to the bag with a brass buckle to adjust the length. The strap has been shortened by being coiled through the buckle. This would have made the bag sit more comfortably on the hip. Inside the bag is untreated leather. There are strands like there was once a lining, but it's now gone. The mail bag probably carried correspondence between the businesses of the day, including cash payments for suppliers and workers. The security mechanism built into the bag must have protected its valuable contents.